through the tunnel.
Speak up.
The order on Wednesday, June 7th. Members of the board are present. Media has been notified. Please stand for the pledge of allegiance.
Oops, sorry.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
And he said, I think you need to go to orthopedic surgeon.
At this moment, I'd like to take a moment to recognize those members of the community that we've lost since our last meeting. They're Michael DeWalt and Maxine Batiste.
You didn't know that?
Item number six, need a motion to approve the agenda.
I'll talk yet.
So moved.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Public comment on agenda items? Yes.
I saw in the minutes from the last meeting that the tribe has given us another 30 days on the roads, but it didn't say how much the payment was. It said it was increased, but it didn't say how much.
Yeah, we'll get into that with item number 15.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Need approval of the vouchers in the general fund of 3133 to 3160, ACH account of 1332 to 1335, and tax account 10016.
Dee Dee's here. Took a Dee Dee's here, etc.
Subject to my review of them. I haven't reviewed them yet, but I will second that.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the vouchers pending Supervisor Hanson's review. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the May 17th, 2023 regular town board meeting.
That I did review, and I believe those minutes to be accurate as forever.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the minutes of the May 17th, 2023 regular town board meeting. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the May 25th, 2023 special town board meeting.
Motion.
And I'll second that.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the minutes of the May 25th, 2023 special town board meeting. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the May 30th, 2023 special town board meeting.
And I would move to approve those minutes as drafted.
Oh, yeah, I'll second that. Motion been made and seconded to approve the minutes of the May 30th, 2023 special town board meeting. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Treasurer's report.
As the last bank statement ending in 5/31/23, there's $176,814.69 in the general fund. The ambulance fund has $545,130.99. And the reserve fund has $241,050.46.
Motion to approve the treasurer's report.
I'll second.
Okay. Motion been made and seconded to approve the treasurer's report. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Item number 13, discussion possible action correspondence from the clerk. We all got a letter here today from Nancy, our clerk, which I'll read. June 7th, 2023, to the Lac Qui Bleu Town Board. At this time, I would like to inform the board that I am submitting my resignation as town clerk as of 7/31/2023 for various reasons. I've always told myself, if the time comes when I don't enjoy my work or feel uncomfortable, I would resign. Well, that day has come. If the board wishes, I will continue to work with you. your new clerk until 7/31/23, so all credentials needed to do the job are in order. I will also be available in the future if questions arise. I wish you all the best. Nancy Edwards, Town Clerk. I'll be putting this on a future agenda, and that it's correspondence.
She's resigning?
And that it's correspondence. Of course, I do have under discussion possible action. Board wishes to make any decision.
Well, we need a motion to accept it.
Accept it.
Okay. I would move that we accept letter as drafted and accept Nancy's resignation as of July 31st.
Yeah.
I'll second.
Good for you.
You know, Nancy, I feel you. I'm sorry to see you leaving. But happy second retirement.
Third retirement. Motion's been made and seconded to accept the resignation of the clerk, Nancy Edwards. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Item number 14, discussion possible action gravel purchase. Pete?
Yeah, I'd like to buy 1,000 yards of gravel from Island City.
We need microphones.
We're working on that.
Can you speak up a little, Pete, please?
Okay, so we got a quote from Island City Grave for 1,000 yards of gravel. It's cheaper if we buy 1,000-yard pile. Otherwise, some years we just go get what we need for whether it's shouldering or fixing a road or doing what we have to do, putting in a culvert. And if we buy 1,000 yards in bulk, we can save about $1,500. And when we need it, you know. Something we get and we use, so we can get 1,000-yard pile from them and save $1,500. That we would use it for a couple of years. And it would save us maybe even more next year if the price goes up, because it would last us for maybe 2-3 years.
Well, I'm all in favor of saving $1,500.
Right. And it could be more, like I said, next year if prices go up than the year after, because it would last us a couple of years. Prices just keep going up for the crusher that comes and makes it, for the fuel and whatever.
I would move that we approve the purchase of the gravel.
I'll second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve gravel purchase. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oh, yes.
I'm sorry. How much is the...
It's a total of $12,900, so
thanks.
It's a purchase and not contract. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Discussion possible action authorized monthly road lease payments extension. We did get correspondence from the tribes. Came from Andrew Adams, didn't it? Tribes legal counsel. That the tribe is willing to extend the monthly payment, license payment for the roads that are in question with trespass.
Do you have that maybe?
No. But anyway, it's for the same amount plus $500 for each road. So the payment for July 12th through August 12th would be $22,000. And subsequently, it goes up $500 a month every month until hopefully we come to some type of resolution or agreement on these. The original motion that we had was for a 90-day period only. And so what the board needs to do is, if they wish, is to extend that payment. If I remember right, it did say to, or for an amount, it didn't state 30, 60, or 90 days. It stated for a time as long as we are still negotiating and working on it. So I guess what we would need is action by the board to authorize the extension of the monthly payments while the negotiations are going forward.
I don't see that we have a lot of options here. We need to maintain access for the residents out there, so I would move that we accept that.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to authorize the monthly road lease payments extension with the increase in the price. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Item number 16.
Matt.
Yes, yes. Oh.
So just from my understanding, so it's 22,000, then is the next month 24,000?
24,000, mm-hmm. Then 26,000.
Got it.
As it goes on. Yes, sir.
What would happen if we decided not to make the payment? Would the barricades go back up then?
I guess I don't want to say for sure, but my personal assumption would be yes.
The barricade again?
If you don't.
Possibility, if you don't pay for the license. Jim Somerville.
Have we got any response from the title companies in regard to our request yet?
There's a preliminary response, but I don't want to really say anything yet because I want to just verify that.
Okay, thank you.
I don't think we should do it.
I just want to clarify that it's June 12th to July 12th for the 22. Yeah.
Excuse me, I misspoke.
July to August, just okay. Yeah, for everyone's reporting.
He was a month ahead.
I was a month ahead. Yes. Okay. Now, item number 16, discussion, possible action, hatchery contract. Mr. Wayne Wolf, front and center, you're the man of the outlet.
Thank you, Matt. I dropped off some hatchery stocking reports on the table here in case you didn't see them. You're welcome to have them. And if there's any questions you have about our stocking, what's going on, this is a stock report for last year now. Our stuff for this year, because we had such a late hatch, we're just now stocking our ponds and stuff. But the hatchery informed me yesterday, I went and talked to them, and all these stocking goals have been met on here already, but they've upped the stocking on the off-water chain, lakes. Quite a few of them, like Sugar Bush Chain, they put in 3 million instead of 300,000. Mm-hmm. And they're doing that to all the off-water lakes, they're boosting the fry stocks way up. And the reason for that is we're going to start doing a lot of extended growth walleyes in the chain. Bench, bronze, so long, like every one of them is going to get extended growth walleye. So that there's a kind of a switch in there and the way they're going to handle that. And then they told me they just got their price for the fee just for extended growth walleye is $130,000 this year, just for the minnows. So they get to different sizes, but we crop our ponds off usually 3 times during a year because you get so many minnows there, they'll cannibalize, or so many of our walleyes, they'll start cannibalizing, the same as the muskies. So we'll do a crop probably end of the month and take all those and stock them. All the lakes are designated. The guys go electroshocking. They know which lakes are need more, need less. And so that's how they pick and choose the lakes. And it's we got a whole new regime up there as far as we got all our old guys are gone, passed away, unfortunately, but we got some really good young guys up there that are doing a lot of different things, which is nice. And so all lakes are going to be looked at really close and stock accordingly then. And that's why they got so many fry this year, which is nice. They put a lot more in off-water lakes. And they even had a spearing report, but we have a new fishing game director, Celeste Hawkins, and she wasn't able to get all that data to me right away because she just took over our department. But if anybody here wants any of that data, come up anytime and you're free to get it, whether it's your lake or your neighbor's lake or whatever, we'll give you all the data that you might want or whatever we have, that we'll give it to you. So you can see what's going on there. If you have any questions or, yes, ma'am.
I know nothing about fish. What's the difference between a walleye fry and an extended growth walleye?
Extended growth walleye is, it's like going from a baby to a 2-year-old. The fry is from the egg when it just hatched.
Oh.
The fry still got the yolk sac on it, and which it'll use up for a week or two, then it's gone. And then when it starts getting up there, like the ones here, inch and a half ones, I already call extended growth. That's their first crop when you start getting them out the pond.
Oh,
because
yeah.
They're amazing. They'll start cannibalizing right away if you don't get them. We also have to fertilize our ponds and get zooplankton and everything in there. When they first start out, your ponds are real green. People think they're dirty, but that's all food for the fry. Once their sacks are up, then they go from there. And then you crop them off. Like I said, then towards the middle of summer, we'll go through another crop off because, like I said, $130,000 worth of minnows. And then in the fall is our last one. And those walleyes are, according to here, I got that up here if you want it. Those are running around 6.5 inches already at extended growth. That, and those, and 100% of all our extended growth goes into our lakes. We don't take anything off. We used to help the state sometimes and stock certain lakes and stuff, but everything we extended growth now goes back into all the lakes on our reservation.
Right.
Wayne?
Yes?
On the Flambeau chain, what lakes are not allowing walleye, keeping walleye this year?
As far as I know, it was Flambeau.
Just Flambeau.
I can't say
for sure because I didn't get that data yet. But the hatchery makes that call when they do their assessments and when they're setting their nets and stuff. Mm-hmm. And if they see there's a decline in year class or something, they make that call. And last year, I know they made it on Flambeau, and they do it with the tribe too. The tribal people, they do that too. So it's a limited thing until they see the numbers back into the when they do their nets again and they're electroshocking in the fall to see how the spring and summer went with the young ones. And once the numbers start getting up, then they'll readjust the numbers again. Yes.
I don't fish Fence Lake, but a lot of people do say that the walleye population is way down because of the closing of the Minocqua chain. Is that true? Have you found that to be true or not true?
Well, depends on who you talk to.
I'm sure it does.
If you look down every weekend, you can't get another boat in that lake because it's filled up with guides and
yeah.
They're there for a reason.
Fence, yeah.
And there's some beautiful walleyes in there.
So do you take surveys on fish?
Oh yeah, we do it. So just like I said, when the guys are out there, when they're spawning in the spring, and they do, you assess the males and the females,
yeah.
Ratios and stuff and size. They do the measurement on their males, the females, and it gives you a good balance, a picture of what you have in the lake itself. And they'll also adjust if you start noticing your class is missing.
Mm-hmm.
And then they can adjust, that's how they sometimes adjust the bag limit with the length limit. Because
yeah.
You see a certain year class missing and you want to build that year class back up. That part of it, they'll cut off maybe a certain year, a size class in there, so that so they can catch up and it balances out again.
So your surveys haven't shown a drop off since the
Monopoly? From my understanding, they did real good out there.
Okay.
And one of the things that you got to understand too is that now we have a smelt problem again. So that's one of the reasons they're moving the fry around to a lot of different lakes and go extended growth walleyes, so that when the smelt come in, they're in by the millions. And we found out years ago, when they first came here 34 years ago, whenever we found them there, that it hurt the population.
Mm-hmm.
But so now by doing a delay stocking with the extended growth walleyes, the smelt have already moved back in the deep. So you can reintroduce or introduce the extended growth, which they can't eat, and then in turn, the extended growth will feed on the smelt.
Thank you.
You bet.
because what we have here is a contract with a total purchase price of $16,000. The lakes to be stocked are the Sherbush chain with $300,000, White Sand Lake with $220,000, Bokegama with $220,000, Lambo with $220,000, Big Crawling Stone with $220,000, Fence Lake with $220,000, and Bolton Lake with $200,000. We have budgeted for this, so.
Motion to approve.
Been a motion and a second to approve the Hat Creek contract as presented. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Item number 17, discussion possible action, EMT and fire chief appointments. Mr. Wagner is no longer with the department, and so we need to have people to fill his position. My thought is, at least for the interim, Chris Meyer is the assistant fire chief, and Mike Zimmerman has been on the ambulance squad for 22, 23 years. They have both agreed to take it over in the interim until the membership has a chance to meet and decide who they would like to see. So I guess what we would need is a motion to approve those two gentlemen to those positions until the membership has a chance to meet.
I think we would be better off to bring in a firm to do a search for these positions. If we're just trying to search within the existing pool and limiting ourselves considerably.
Well, and that's why it's interim.
Yeah.
It's not the final appointments.
Okay. But are we going to put a sunset date on the interim appointments?
You can.
Okay. I would move that we set those for a 90-day period, and then if that is not long enough for any adequate search, we can extend it from there.
Bring it back.
Is your motion?
That is.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to appoint Chris Meyer as interim fire chief and Michael Zimmerman as interim ambulance chief for a term of 90 days until membership meets and or search for someone to do it. Is that it?
That sounds great.
Yes.
Can you clarify that it's just the local members, if they decide within 90 days to leave the interim in place, then there won't be any professional search?
No, Bob is suggesting that we look to have a professional search done also.
At the same time. So are we, do we have a motion then that there will now be
That's what it was
put a professional
to do a
search in? Oh,
yep.
Okay. All right.
Who's going to write this description and make the search?
Good question.
Do we have a job description anywhere?
There is in the some of the old fire department procedures, the duties of the chief and the ambulance also. I guess we can pull those out and take a look at them and get those passed on.
Passed on to?
I guess we have to, Google? Yeah.
It's a motion, so I just want to get it straight what we're
going
to
do.
Norm. Yeah, Mr. Gary Peck, who's associated with the state, would be willing to help in that regard.
Okay.
I believe we have contact information from Mr. Peck as well. As I think he was the individual who did the 2% on the
All right, so there was a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Discussion possible action, EMT pay proposal, 5-year plan. Mike, did you guys have anything on that yet?
No.
No? Okay.
We briefly talked about it a little bit, but the decision was made.
There is a motion to table. Is there a second? Second. Motion to table the item number 18, EMT pay proposal for five-year plan. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Discussion fire department equipment. I don't know, Mike, if you're able to go alone or if you want Chris here, because we saw the fire trucks going that way.
Never ending. Yeah, this would be for the equipment for the ambulance. We have a proposal for the new service contract with Stryker for our cots, our bumpers, dog leads, that type of thing. We were hoping to enter into that service contract. We would do $13,000 this year and each year after for 5 years. But last week when I had them come out and service some things and do stuff, I was going to have a bill of over $14,000. So I think it would be a good deal to go into this service contract, if possible.
It would come out of the ambulance fund?
Yes. We would work that out. We moved some things around in that budget. Yes, we could.
Well, the ambulance fund currently has, what is it, $545,130 in, so.
Yeah, so for this year anyway, we'd
come out of there.
Come out of that, yes.
Motion to approve.
I'll second. Motion second to approve the contract with Stryker for maintenance on the, that's the cot equipment, correct?
Cots.
And the batteries.
Yeah.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Item number 20, update on fire dues audit.
No.
Yes, Jim.
Back on the fire, is you going to table that on, on the fire department portion of it?
We'll bring that back when they be here.
Okay, one other point. You talked about going back to the fire, the ambulance standard operating procedures to see if there's a job description for the for those positions. The current standard operating guide you have is from July 2nd, 1997.
That's why things need to be looked at and updated.
Exactly. Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Jim. We did get a response now from Mr. Peck.
Just yesterday.
And the gist of it is, based on my review, it is the observation of this auditor that the fire department is in substantial compliance with the requirements of the statutes and administrative rules for the state of Wisconsin 2% fire dues program. But if anybody would like to see it, review it, you're more than welcome to come in and make a request for it.
This document is not the entire.
It really is. I mean, all really, that's attached to it is like some example papers for things that they can do in the future.
Matt?
Yes.
Yeah, that same letter also alludes to a number of items that he suggests be taken care of for the next time. How do you go about now making sure that that is done?
Well, where we just got it yesterday, to be honest with you, I haven't had a chance to review it fully yet.
No, I understand that. I was just...
And if there's issues there that need to be addressed, then I'll bring it before the board and we can get those done.
Okay.
Item number 21, update 2021 audit questions. Mr. Wetzel has had questions on that, and have you heard anything back from the auditor?
I have sent another email to the auditor and have had no response.
We'll try to expedite that for you, Norm.
Thank you.
Yes.
I'm a little out of order, sorry. You know the fire department equipment? I'm actually thinking the reason that was on the agenda had to do with Jim's question, and Chris came in and did that. That's a little...
Oh, okay.
Oh, yes.
Give No, the, up on the board there. Jim, if you look at the drawings for the fire department.
Yes.
They did put in place on there what each bay installed will be used for and have in it.
So is that the end of it?
No, I'll bring it up again.
Okay.
I would prefer that they be here to explain what equipment's going where and why.
Okay, thank you.
I would also suggest that if you have any further questions, that you go and talk to the fire department.
That's why I requested that they give his presentation at a town board meeting.
I understand that, but it goes two ways, too. You can go and talk openly to the fire department. They'll do a presentation here, but.
Yes, okay.
Mike?
Yeah, I'd just like to say, we've had new leadership for 2 weeks now. And I can tell you we've had a couple benevolence meetings, which is the membership itself. And I've had packed houses on both meetings. The morale is up greatly. Things seem to be moving ahead very well. We have a lot to do. But I feel very confident that the group that we have is bringing new people in. We have people that are interested in school, firefighting and EMS school. Right now I'm working with LCO College to try and get classes right here in town so that we can improve attendance of classes and get people going. I just feel that we're moving in the correct direction right now. We had the meeting Monday night, and the membership decided that they would like to put on a special little thing on the 4th of July. So after the parade, we're gonna have a little get together in the back of the firehouse and be doing some different things. So if anybody wants to help out, volunteer, we're more than happy to have you there and come attend. But just from the couple weeks that we've been trying to straighten things out and get things better, like I said, I've got people that left have come back, and I have a lot of new interested people. So we're looking really good right now. So I just want to let everybody know that, and we're moving forward. I keep telling them, everybody does a little bit, we can accomplish a lot there. So
very good. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Question for Mike.
We're kind of past everything. If you got any other comments, you maybe ask Mike or myself.
Okay.
Thanks, Jim. So at this point, I'd look for a motion to adjourn at 6:02.
So moved.
Motion been made and seconded to adjourn. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.